With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a foreign adversary or a U.S. military dark program. The origin of the mystery drones over New Jersey is drawing more intense scrutiny. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is looking into reports of those mysterious drones spotted in New Jersey.
We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods to better understand their origin.
The FBI is among several agencies investigating, and it has asked residents to share videos, photos, and other information they may have about the drones. Middle East expert Josh Krushauer says there's good news and bad news about the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in Syria.
You know, all the proxies supporting Assad are among Israel's worst enemies and America's worst enemies. But there's also a lot of risk given the jihadi ties to the HTS rebel group that's taking over. And we'll see, as Reagan was famous of saying, trust but verify. We'll see what their intentions are and where things go in that country.
Krushauer was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic and pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. The clemency follows a broad pardon for his son Hunter, who was prosecuted for gun and tax crimes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq dropped 132. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals have torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. The attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across the country. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. It's the latest escalation of anti-Semitism down under. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted lower following some potentially discouraging data on the economy. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, its third loss in the last 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.7% from its record set the day before. A report earlier in the morning said more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than forecast. A separate update showed that inflation at the wholesale level was hotter last month than economists expected. Adobe sank after issuing weaker-than-expected financial forecasts. The Dow was down 234 points to finish at 43,914. The Nasdaq lost 132 to 19,902. The S&P 500 dropped 33 points to 6051. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.